1-800-848. Hi, Carlo. What'd you see?
Girls riding around in cars with boys.
Who is in it?
Drew Barrymore. I didn't know the other couple of girls. Her best girlfriend, they both wound up getting pregnant. And Drew Barrymore, she marries a alcohol and a dope fiend. And this other rich girl, they just get rid of the husband. And then finally she goes off to school and...
Oh, wait a second. Are you telling us the ending?
No, no.
Oh.
No, no. Her girlfriend went under the sink and found this money in a wash pan and...
I don't understand what this has to do with automobiles or men.
Well, they're young girls, and they go to a prom or something, and then they go out, you know, afterwards, they go out and fool around Lover's Lane, and...
I know how young girls are.
Then they get knocked up, both of them.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Uh-oh.
And then in the end, it has a good ending, but I gave it 2 thumbs up.
I don't understand a bit of it. Do you, Maynard?
I like kind of having you portray it in a mystical way, Carlo. You paint with a Picasso and brush.
He paints with a Dutch boy. Yeah, well, hey, did you ever truck around with girls when you were a young boy?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
What kind of a vehicle was it?
Oh, my Buick was good.
What year?
Oh, that was back in the 40s.
Oh, nice. They had a back seat as big as a ballroom.
Did you ever have any kind of relationship inside the vehicle?
Oh, plenty with my wife. Christ, yes, every night. She was from Roosevelt High School. We just go down and park by the high school. Quiet.
Were you married?
Hell no.
Yeah, well,
I'll be married once.
You're not going to be parking if you're married.
Well, I don't know. Some people that are married still park, I guess.
What?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not.
Not with each other.
Yes, they do.
Oh, you can't tell me a married couple is going to go out and park and neck.
I'll bet you right now that we have audience members that were parking in the last week with their husband.
I did it with a girl that I was shacking up with.
Well, yeah, but not married to.
Well, same difference. We're living together. And
no,
we're
you're
out
not
the parking
park.
Lot.
No.
She's hot to trot, so we have that.
Maybe, you know, a road cone on a long, long extended trip.
Do you know Marvin, my little Jeepster, Maynard?
Yeah.
And one night, you and Dave and I and a bunch of friends were in Big Fork.
Yeah.
On the way home.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You guys are retarded.
We were married.
No.
Yes.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, think of Marvin. So, Carlo, you know what? Here's the pattern. I'll tell you. You carp about every movie we send you to. You scream and you're reluctant, and then it turns out you like them.
Well, I haven't
so we'll
seen
pick
it
another
before,
one for
Ariel
you.
Dwindle.
We'll pick another one for you next week.
All right, bye.
You see? Now I'm telling you, these phones are crazy right now, and I'll bet you. Hello.
Hi, Robin. Yeah, we do. We go up to Somerset. You bet.
Been see?
4 years.
How many years?
34.
And you still go parking?
Heck yeah. Somerset's one of my favorite places.
Absolutely adore you.
After 34 years, it's still running hot, huh?
Love that. See, I would love to do that. I think that's fiery. Thank you, sir. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, Robin. This is Bill up in Marysville.
Yes, Bill.
My wife and I go out and park quite frequently.
See?
Geez, you know, the last time I parked.
When was that, Maynard?
I can't remember exactly when it was, but we got home. And when we got out of the car, there was a hook hanging off of the door.
Hi.
Hey, I was married and my husband and I used to go necking, parking.
You're not married any longer?
No, we're divorced.
Why, was he lousy?
Huh?
Huh?
Hmm?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I must be on the air. Oh,
yeah, God, well, that's why you called the radio station.
My second wife and I parked. Yes, you better believe we did.
After you were married?
I've been married twice.
Yeah, after you were married, you went parking.
Yes, me and my present girlfriend have parked also, yes.
So that was your second wife, now you're moving on to number three.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you intend this just to be a cycle? How long...
Yes, it's a cycle.
How old are you, may I ask?
We've got to stop the cycle.
I am 41.
Oh, that's not bad.
And my second wife was 9 years older than me.
Yeah, that's why you canned her, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah?
Well,
threw her back? You're too scared, honey. Hi.
Hey, Robin.
Yes?
First thing I want to say is, there's nothing better than a fun...
You see?
Wow.
I was so quick there.
I don't know what that was going to be.
I don't know, and I don't care. I'm not going to take the chance.
Any word that starts with a consonant.
That's it. That's enough. Oh, jeez. All right. That works nicely.
Wow.
Excuse me for a moment.
if your day ever sounds like this.
I'm young and I love to be young. I'm free and I love to be free.
God, you scare me.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not.